This is the diction file for Pata Pata. Before I go in specifically and just pronounce all the words here, I'd like to go over a few sounds that we don't really have in the English language. The first is when you've got a consonant followed by an H and then followed by a vowel, you're actually going to give that consonant a little more aspiration than we would in the English language. We're going to see this in the word B-H-E-K-A, so that B rather than just B, you know, it's going to be B, all right? And so the sound of that word would be beka, beka, just a bit of aspiration. And at the speed we're going to sing this, you probably won't even hear it. The second sound is one of the tongue clicks associated with the Xhosa language, and this is the Q tongue click. I won't go into all the phonetics about how you make the sound, but it's similar to the sound you might make if you were on a radio show trying to do a door knock. You click the tongue at the top, at the roof of the mouth, and you pull down. So it's like, that's the sound. So we're going to be using that as well. All right, so here we go. Sa gu u ga sa di be ga. Then let me say that again. I'll do the best I can. Sa gu u ga sa di be ga. I would suspect there are several of you who are going to be able to do that tongue click better than I, but we'll be able to work on it in class as well, and I have some strategies for practice. All right. Then going on, you have Nancy Pata Pata, and then we go on. The next phrase is Iyo Mama, and then finally Nancy Pata Pata. So really, there's very few words. The big one is going to be getting that tongue click on the Q, but everything else should be pretty straightforward. Have fun with this.